Now, also this week, there's a very interesting paper published, and this cat has got to be an example of nominative determinism. It's about mobile phones and whether or not they can give you brain cancer. But the lady who's done the work is actually called Isabel, which I think is really quite touching. It's Isabel Del Tour. She's actually from the Danish Cancer Society, and she has a paper in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. And what they've done is to say, let's have a look over a very long period of time at the rates of various cranial cancers and neoplasms, tumours. So they were looking at gliomas, malignant brain tumours, and also meningiomas, non-malignant brain tumours. And what they did was to just sum up how many people had these things over a 20 or 30 year period. So they collected every single case they could find between 1973 and 2003. Their thinking was that this period completely spans or sort of overlaps the time when mobile phones were first introduced to the population, so it was both before and after. And what they were looking to see is if there was any change in the frequency of cranial tumours during that time in response to the introduction of mobile phones. And this was on populations in Scandinavia. And what they found was there was absolutely no difference whatsoever in the rate at which tumours were cropping up in the population before and after the introduction of mobile phones in the mid-90s. And the point they make is that there could be three reasons for this. One is that it could be that the effect of mobile phones could be just so small that their study is too small to detect that difference. Another is that this study offers insight on a lead time of 5 to 10 years. In other words, they've been looking at 5 to 10 years of exposure. That could be too soon to see an effect. The third possibility is that there just isn't an effect and mobile phones are safe. So in the meantime, we can't say that it's absolutely no evidence that mobile phones are linked to any cancer, but looking at very large numbers of people over a 5 to 10 year period has failed so far to show any difference. Kat.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, if you look, even in the UK, you just look at the statistics of the number of people with brain tumours, they are in fact going down, I think, very slightly, rather than going up. So there are studies that are underway, much bigger studies, looking prospectively at mobile phone use. So we'll have to wait for sort of 20 years to see the results of those. But yeah, there's not a lot of solid scientific evidence about that.